morning, friend. Time again for Moments of Melody. A little boy and his father set out in a small boat off the coast of California. A storm came up and they were capsized. They grasped hold of a plank and tried to paddle, pushing the plank toward shore. After a long struggle, the father saw that he was not going to be able to make it with the plank and the boy. He said to the boy, "You stay here, and whatever you do, hold on to the plank. I'll be back to get you." The father struck out for shore alone. It was a long swim. Occasionally he would look back and wave, and the boy, bravely clinging to the plank, would wave back to his father. It was almost dark when the father finally reached the shore, exhausted. And by the time he reached the Coast Guard station and they set out to look for the boy, it was too dark and they couldn't find him. All through the night they searched. And finally, at the first rays of dawn, as it lighted the horizon, they saw a speck off in the distance. As they neared the little boy, still clinging to the plank, the captain of the boat heard him singing. When they pulled him on board, he asked the little boy in wonder, "Why were you singing? Weren't you afraid?" The little fellow replied, "Why should I be afraid? My daddy said he'd be back." Pause in our program to read the sacred scriptures. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, Dr. Luke's account of the gospel. Mary returned home when she had been with her about 3 months. Meanwhile, Elizabeth's time had come for her childbearing, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and her kinfolk, hearing how wonderfully God had shown his mercy to her, came to rejoice with her. Now, when they assembled on the eighth day for the circumcision of the child, they were for calling him Zachariah, because that was his father's name. But his mother answered, "No, he is to be called John." And they said, "There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name." He began asking his father for by signs what name he would have him called. So he asked for a tablet and wrote on it the words, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. And then all of a sudden his lips and his tongue were unloosed, and he broke into speech, giving praise to God. And so that fear came upon all their neighborhood. And there was none of these happenings but was noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. All those who heard it laid it to their heart. "Why then," they ask, "what will this boy grow to be?" And indeed, the hand of the Lord was with him. Yes, this little boy had a great future. He was to be the forerunner of the Lord Jesus.